I actually wanted to talk about gut instincts.
I like this.
And intuition today. There's been a few things going on in my life recently where I've had to rely on my gut, on my instincts, even in the midst of chaotic situations. I've had to ask myself, what am I feeling right now? And what would be the best for me right now? And that can be more difficult when we're in a situation where somebody is gaslighting us, somebody is lying, somebody is trying to manipulate to get something. It causes us to question our gut instincts, even though they're God-given. We were born with them. But it dampens them. It turns them down. It makes you question your own reality. And there's something called DARVO. It's D-A-R-V-O are the initials. But it happens in relationships when there's something being hidden. The D stands for deny the behavior. Like, so let's say something's going on and you notice something, see something, and you go and confront that person. You bring it to them, right? Doesn't even have to be a hard confrontation. You just say, hey, I found this and on your computer and I was, are you looking at porn? Are you doing something? Yeah. Or I noticed in the finances that there was money missing. What happens is after you bring that inquiry, they deny the behavior. D, they A, attack the one who's confronting them. So now they get angry with you. They get defensive. And then R stands for reverse, V, victim, O, offender. So reverse the victim in the offender role. So you end up in a position where you're the one that's in trouble or the biggest offender. And they're in the victim seat. And it's so disorientating. It can make you, again, begin to question what you just brought to them. And that's why it's considered psychological abuse, is because it erodes your sense of self and what you know to be true. So what are the things we can do if somebody is gaslighting you or DARVOing you? I want you to seek wise counsel. That's why we're on the show, right? That's why we have such great counselors across the country, because we need to seek wise counsel. I want you to begin to write down in a note section on your phone, like, what are the things that you saw, noticed? Start to chronicle in a private place that no one has access to, not your kids, not the person that's harming you. Share with close, safe friends only. This is not information to bring to the one that's hurting you. It's information you want to get validation for. So those are three things of many, but I talk about it in my book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. Gaslighting, deception, oh my, is a chapter that's in there, and I go into it in greater detail. But
well, and I think that trusting, learning to trust our gut instinct, not that it's the final authority, but it's giving us really, really important information. And if that's been taken away from us, or if we've given away, how to restore it. And I love those three steps.